Work is expected to start soon on clearing the Cache River. Since the 1940s, silt, logs, and other forms of debris have slowly clogged the Cache River in Jackson County near Grubbs. The result includes four log jams, two of which are at least a mile wide. Jackson County Judge Jeff Phillips.
The biggest concern is the siltation in the river. And right now the log jam basically stops the siltation from up north. And where that river's been cleaned out up north, there's a lot of siltation that comes down, and it keeps building. And now in Grubbs, you can't even, back there where the log jam is, you can't even tell there's a river there. It's just crinkling its way around and through all those logs and siltation and stuff.
The log jams along the river have flooded roadways and farmland because only trace amounts of water can move through the log jams, and the situation becomes worse when it rains. Erosion and sedimentation have also contributed to the size of the log jams. Over the many years, log jams were formed as a result of how the Cache River was developed for agricultural use. Work was done low in the floodplain, drainage ditches were built, and the Army Corps of Engineers did channel work on the river. Coupled with that has been debate on how to protect the agricultural needs, environmental needs, and the needs of those who like to hunt and fish the area, which has made the project controversial. Engineer Gene Sullivan is currently working on the project to remove some of the log jams from the Cache River. He explains how the log jams have formed in the area.
It's an area just below Highway 18 down in the Grubbs area where we have some fairly rapid runoff all up from the upper end of the basin, and it comes down and it hits a flatter area there, and when it does, it starts dropping out sediment, logs, debris, junk, all kinds of things, and it's been a continuing problem. In fact, we find times when the channel's full of this debris, and when the water's really low, you can walk across it. And as a consequence of that buildup in that area, there's a very, very significant amount of cropland that floods, and also there's been so much flooding in that area as a result of the log jams that we've lost thousands of acres of bottomland hardwood timber. So it's a growing problem. It increases every year, builds up every year, and so it's reached a point where it's just almost intolerable to do anything much in that area.
Sullivan says the erosion and sedimentation have contributed to the flooding that results from the Cache River backing up at the log jams. Jackson County Judge Jeff Phillips describes some of the flooding that happens as a result of the log jams.
And you know, it backs the water up and keeps backing up, and then it goes out into the farmland and everywhere else that it can go to try to get around that, and it holds water. Well, it should go down fairly quickly. It stays because it's got to work its way around and through. This will never stop flooding. There's going to be flooding. When the White River gets up, the Cache River is going to back up, and no matter what, if you had it cleaned out from here all the way down to White River, when the White River gets to a certain stage, it's going back Cache River up, and there's going to be flooding. But the only thing that we're trying to do is once White River starts falling again, that the water will fall with it instead of being held.
To address the problem, studies were conducted by the Army Corps of Engineers, which issued a permit recently to remove the log jams. Governor Mike Beebe has pledged $150,000 for the removal of the log jams through the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission. The Cache River Drainage District of Lawrence, Craighead, and Jackson counties and the Willow Slough Drainage District have also pledged support for the removal of two of the largest log jams in the Cache River. Final contract negotiations have been made as Kinder Brothers Excavating from Dexter, Missouri will remove two of the log jams when the river is low enough to do the work. Work has been bid at just over $249,000 and could take at least 2 months to break up the log jams. Support has also come from a coalition of 9 county judges in East Arkansas that have the Cache River in their counties. They've held recent meetings with the Army Corps of Engineers on how to continue to monitor the Cache River once the log jams are removed. Edward Lambert is chief of environmental compliance at the Memphis branch of the Army Corps of Engineers. Lambert says federal money is expected to be in the upcoming fiscal year budget to start crafting a plan for the future of the Cache River.
This study or the development of this watershed management plan for the Cache River Basin would not just be what the Corps could do, but it would also look at other federal agencies. For example, what could Natural Resources Conservation Service do? You know, they have a number of programs where they work with farmers, and so we'd definitely be looking at the NRCS. We'd be looking at what other federal agencies could do. Also, we'd be looking, coordinating with the state agencies to see what they could bring to the table. Also, we'd be working with non-governmental organizations. And I think the most important thing is that we also need to get input from the people that actually live in the Cache Basin and know where the problems are to help us identify where we need to focus our efforts and on which agency or organization may be best suited to do certain things.
According to Lambert, future meetings will be held with county judges in East Arkansas and the public in general about the Cache River.
Yeah, I think the main thing is that it's going to take collaboration. It's going to take input from the local interests. It's going to take input and coordination with other federal agencies as well as state agencies. And I think if we work this plan and do the study right, we can come up with a good balanced plan that provides flood risk management to people in the basin. Also, we can do things maybe to help the environment as well. And the goal would be to develop a plan that everyone's proud of and can hold up and say, look what we did. Look what we did for the Cache River Basin, and then we can move on from there.
That's Edward Lambert. Engineer Gene Sullivan says future monitoring of the Cache River Basin will be crucial, and he says conversations have been taking place with Arkansas State University to form a team to help monitor the Cache River. Sullivan says a long-term solution for the problem includes treating the watershed in the northern part of the river in Missouri with a land treatment program to help prevent some of the siltation that flows with the river as it comes downstream. But for now, removing the log jams is the first step toward fixing the problem. After the two largest log jams are removed this summer, the other two smaller log jams can be removed next year. In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.